And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of October, 2010. It's the anniversary of the first performance of the oldest surviving opera in the world, the opera Eurydice, written by a composer named Jacopo Peri, 1600 at the Palazzo Pitti in Florence, a retelling of the Greek myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, in which the musician Orpheus falls in love with the beautiful Eurydice, but just after their wedding, she's bitten by a snake, she dies, he is heartbroken, he goes to the underworld to try to bring her back, he charms the king of the underworld, Hades, and his wife Persephone, and they agree to return Eurydice to Orpheus on one condition, that he get all the way back to the upper world without looking back to see if Eurydice is following. And he almost makes it, but right as he's walking out into the sunlight, he turns around, and Eurydice is still in the underworld, so he loses her forever. Jacopo Peri not only wrote the opera, he also sang the role of Orpheus. One of the people who came to Florence to see Eurydice was the Duke of Mantua, Vincenzo Gonzaga, and he brought his servant, Claudio Monteverdi, who, a few years later, premiered his first opera, L'Orfeo, also a retelling of the Orpheus legend. And L'Orfeo by Monteverdi is considered the first truly great opera. In 1858, Jacques Offenbach wrote the operetta Orphée aux Enfers, a political satire in which the gods were dancing the can-can. And these days there's a popular new opera based on the legend of Orpheus, a folk opera by Aeneas Mitchell called Hades Town, in which Annie DeFranco plays Persephone and Greg Brown plays Hades. It was on this day in 1789 that King Louis XVI was marched back to Paris from the Palace of Versailles by a mob of angry Parisian women, along with his queen, Marie Antoinette, and their son, the Dauphin. And it was on this day in 1889 the famous French cabaret Moulin Rouge opened its doors. Moulin Rouge, which means red windmill, where the artist Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec made his famous paintings. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nelson, entitled The Man in the Yard. My father told me once that when he was about 20, he had a new girlfriend, and once they stopped by the house on the way to somewhere, just a quick stop to pick something up. And my grandfather, who wasn't well, it turned out he had TB and would die at 52, was sitting in a chair in the small backyard. My father knew he was out there, and it crossed his mind that he should take his girlfriend out back to meet him. But he didn't, whether for embarrassment at the sick, fading man or just because he was in a hurry to be off on his date, he didn't say. But he told the little uneventful story anyway, and said that he had always regretted not doing that simple, courteous thing. The sick man sitting in the sun in the backyard would have enjoyed meeting her, but instead he sat out there alone as they came and left, young lovers going on a date. He always regretted it, he said. The Man in the Yard, a poem by Howard Nelson, from his collection The Nap by the Waterfall, published by Timberline Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Reputation Defender, introducing tools designed to help doctors, lawyers, and small business owners protect and improve their online reputations. More about controlling a business's reputation online at reputationdefender.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.